The first question that I had to myself when I had the message from Bishop Perry asking, would we, as HCPT, the Pilgrimage Trust, take on this mission for 2008, was, well, why HCPT and why disabled people? Because I think my initial reaction was that people know, those who do know HCPT and the many who don't, think of it as a children's pilgrimage that takes 5,000 people to Lourdes each Easter, including 2,000 disabled children. And indeed we do. But we are a youthful pilgrimage, yes indeed, but we also have another arm that is less well known, and that is the Hosanna House groups that stay just outside Lourdes in our beautiful, we have a villa, we also have two lovely houses facing the Pyrenees, where groups of up to 45 roughly can stay in two different wings. So about 100 nearly per week throughout the season of adult disabled people. So as I say, although I was initially slightly surprised that we were asked to take on the theme of disabled people rather than the youth, it soon became clear why, that we did have a broader perspective. But still, you know, HCPT is a fairly new kid on the block. We've only been going 51 years. We were formally established as a charity 51 years ago. But I think that in our adult guise and in our children's guise, we are a lively and youthful pilgrimage. But perhaps more to the point, maybe the bishop felt that we had something useful to offer in regard to disabled people. And perhaps I can try and explain why. We need to go back a stage, because in 1954, when a very young doctor, Michael Strode, took four disabled children to Lourdes, his Anglican counterpart in the place where he worked, Chailey Heritage, it's a hospital come school for disabled children, sick and disabled children, his Anglican counterpart was taking them on a holiday, and he thought, well, really ought to do something for the Catholics. So he took off four children to Lourdes with a small band of helpers. And the key difference, and the reason why I think HCPT has been successful in what it's done, is his insistence that the children stay with their helpers in hotels, and not, as was traditionally the case and remained so for very many years, in the hospitals or accueil in the sanctuaries of Lourdes. And that was a fundamental decision, and a very important decision for the future, not only of the Trust, but of certain other pilgrimages that have decided to go down a similar route. Because it was that inspiration that marked HCPT, and it quickly developed into the idea that every group of children at that time, every group of children would have, say, 10 children, and perhaps the same number of helpers, maybe 12, with a priest and a nurse and a group leader. And that meant that you had a group of roughly 22 to 25 people. And that size proved to be absolutely ideal for having a children's trip to Lourdes, where they could live their week together, disabled children and helpers living 24 hours a day together. And as I say, I think that has been fundamental to HCPT, because as it's grown, its character hasn't changed. We now have some 200 groups coming to Lourdes at Easter. As I say, we have many others coming throughout the season to Hosanna House in a more adult environment, but very much a similar sort of style and ethos. One can have as many groups as one wants, but the entity, the individual entity of a group, will remain the same. And I always say at these gatherings, like, yes, I may be pilgrimage director of HCPT, but the one thing I don't do is direct the pilgrimage. We're 5,000 strong at Easter, and I couldn't possibly direct them in any meaningful sense, any more than our chief executive here, Tony Mills, who actually runs the show, could do either. We are, if you like, the servants of the groups that come to Lourdes. And fundamental to each group is its group leader, supported by its chaplain and its nurse. And they are the ones who really decide what is appropriate for each group's week in Lourdes. And the rest of us couldn't possibly tell them what to do. So it is that autonomy, that idea of a group perhaps being like a sort of building block, and you can have as many building blocks as you like, but the group entity will remain the same. that has, as I say, been fundamental to the growth of HCPT, and it's a model that has been copied by other pilgrimages over the years. But what are HCPT, the Pilgrimage Trust, what are we doing about this mission that has been entrusted to us? Well, apart from having a presence in the conference next month, the Carers Conference, I think that's the main thing for us, initially at any rate, is our traditional children's pilgrimage in Easter week. It always is the week after Easter, starting on effectively on Holy Saturday. The children's pilgrimage, one thing we were very concerned about was not to affect our normal program for our groups. Our group leaders would not thank us if we arranged things so very differently that they didn't know where they were or what they were doing, or if their children somehow didn't have such a good experience as they might have done otherwise. So we've tried to add a little to the program without changing its character too much. The way we've done that is, first of all, to encourage other pilgrimages, particularly those involved with children, to come to Lourdes at Easter week to see how we operate, see how this famous group structure actually works, this concept of a family group that I have described. Secondly, we are planning, most unusually for HCPT, we're very much into music and lively events, but we have never before had a concert, and we're going to have a concert on Easter Monday involving all the countries of HCPT. And again, we will invite other pilgrimages that are present in Lourdes to come and see what we are about. There'll be song, there'll be perhaps dance routines, mimes, whatever, involving disabled young people. Thirdly, it's an extraordinary coincidence to us that on the 25th of March, which is Easter Tuesday, that is, it would normally be, I suppose, the Feast of the Annunciation, but being Easter week, as you all know, Easter week takes precedence over everything else. But 25th of March is also the 150th anniversary of the 16th apparition of Our Lady to Bernadette at the Grotto. And you'll say to yourself, well, what is the 16th apparition about? Well, it was the moment when this vision gave her name to Bernadette and said, I am the Immaculate Conception. Now, the reason why I say that's so extraordinary to us is that we should happen to be there at that time is that, A, Tuesday is our traditional night now for celebrating the torchlight procession, and B, our theme for our 5,000, 6,000 or more strong trust mass that we hold every Thursday morning of Easter week, our theme is called by name. And there you have Our Lady, apparently asked four times to give her name. Finally, at the fourth attempt, she gave it. She said, I am the Immaculate Conception. So we think that's a most extraordinary and happy coincidence for us. We will also be doing a procession through the Jubilee Gate and down the Jubilee Way that Father Martin described to you. We're planning to do something involving the children and their names. I say children, it will be the helpers as well. Each group being given a box that will be processed into our trust mass and processed out again down to the grotto. We haven't decided what we do after that, but with those boxes. So that's a flavour of what will be happening during Easter week.